This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Friday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. And indeed, it is Friday. Hope you all have a wonderful day here today. Thank you for having us tuned in here today. Thanks for tuning in to WGOD Radio. And I just have a few minutes for an introduction here Friday for this program. We are in our series here on what will be the sign of your coming at the end of the age. And again, I want to take a minute to say greetings and God bless to our new friends in the Albuquerque area, as well as for the past couple months too in Richmond, Virginia. On the Wilkins Radio Network. God bless you. Paul Esposito here in Central Florida, and our friends, my extended family here in Central Florida, greet you. Thank you for taking the time to tune in here today to WGOD Radio. I'm the pastor of Island Community Church here in Central Florida. I'm a radio station manager. I've been friends, associates with the Wilkins family in radio as well for a while, and I'm grateful to have the opportunity to come on that network as well and help share and teach the Word of God with all of you. So that's what's going on here on this program on WGOD Radio. You're hearing a couple different things. You're hearing a series during the week, either three or four. It's one sermon I split up for 15 minutes. It's called The Doctrine of Revelation. Now, Jesus Christ has a lot to say about doctrine, who he is, letters to the churches, how to do it right, how to do church wrong, his letters and commendations to those that are doing it right, his admonitions to churches that are doing it wrong, churches that think they're poor, he tells them, you're not poor, you're rich. Churches that think that they're rich because of all the money they have, he says, no, you're not rich, you're poor, and you're miserable, wretched, blind, and naked. These are letters to the pastors the Lord Jesus is dictating to the pastors. That's what we're looking at. I've entitled that The Doctrine of Revelation. We just looked at the church at Pergamos here yesterday, Monday through Thursday. If you'd like a copy of that, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you that you're listening to this program as well. You can do that by writing to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. My website is WGODRadio.com. The Facebook page is WGOD Radio if you're into Facebook. Here on these other days that a sermon is not on, you're listening to this series, What'll Be the Sign of Your Coming at the End of the Age? We're going to hear that coming up in just a minute. Had a long intro because there's only 9 minutes of program here, so I wanted to take the time to say hi. Greetings to my extended family out there in these other areas. Again, Albuquerque and in the Richmond area, WDZY on Wilkins Radio. God bless you. Hope you're enjoying this program. We're going to get into this message now as we're going through Matthew 24. What'll be the sign of your coming? What'll be the sign of the end of the world? He starts by saying, see that no one deceives you. And then he starts going in from verse 3 or 4 all the way up to verse 13, where he says, the love of many will grow cold. And then he talks about the abomination of desolation. Then he keeps on going. So that's where we're at here. We'll be back again Monday with another program with the next church. But here in the meantime, let's get into the word now. What'll be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? We're in Matthew chapter 24 on our odd days. You don't hear a sermon. We're looking at the Lord Jesus' explanation of what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age, they asked them. We've been going through this as the Lord answered, see that you're not deceived, he said first. Then he gave a list. He said, many will come in my name saying, I am, and will deceive many. You'll hear of wars and rumors of wars. Don't let that trouble you, for all these things must come to pass. Nation or ethnic group will rise up against ethnic group, and kingdom will rise up against kingdom. There'll be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in various places. We're seeing all these things, aren't we? These are the beginning of birth pangs, beginning of sorrows, he says. Then they will deliver you up to be afflicted, or that is, deliver you over to tribulation. Greek word thlipsis means tribulation. The King James has afflicted here. They shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and they will kill you. Yikes! Never signed up for that. I can hear that. I can hear Christians by the millions right now saying, that's not what I signed up for. That's not what John MacArthur told me. He didn't say I was going to be around to see any of this. He said, never fear, you're going to be raptured. You'll never see any trouble. Hey, this is what the Lord Jesus is saying to you. Peter even said in another gospel, he said, Lord, are you talking to us or are you talking to somebody else? Jesus says, what I say to you, I say to all. Watch. He's talking to you here. This is tomorrow's newspaper. He's talking to you. This, friend, is why God makes your life difficult here today, because he's talking to you today. That's why James says, count it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops. Greek word hupomone, pizzazz, spiritual air of arrogance in a good way that has you come up to someone 9'6" and say, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Where do you think that comes from, friend? That comes through God seeing you through trials. This is why God makes your life difficult. When you read on, when David said that, he was looking at Goliath. But earlier in the chapter, you read that God delivered David and killed a lion and a bear. And this is where he got his fortitude, spiritual fortitude. It's the same with you. When you trust God, let's say in a big financial matter, you give it to God, you don't worry, you pray. Maybe you fast about it. Fast and pray and trust God, and then God comes through in a mighty way. You, friend, will never struggle again, at least along those lines, because God's proved himself as faithful. Now here, I'm telling you here today that God makes your life difficult because he wants you to, A, he wants you to trust in him. B, he wants to come through in your life. C, he wants to transform you into a spiritual giant, same as King David was. It's why James says rejoice when it happens. Even Paul says it too in Romans chapter 4. 5 verse 2 or 3, he says, we rejoice or glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces endurance, hupomone, and endurance, approved character, and approved character, hope. And hope doesn't disappoint, because the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts. Rejoice when these things happen, because this is the lot of the Christian here and must always be ready for this. The Lord here is not writing to someone else. He's writing to you and he's writing to me. Then they will deliver you up to be afflicted and they'll kill you. Maybe you say, oh, that's no Christians are gonna. Friend, this is going on all around us right now. All around the world, Christians are dying in Jesus' name. It's just not happening here in the United States, so I think you're deceived. But this verse indeed is being fulfilled right now as we speak and has been for 2,000 years. This is just like everything else in this list of famines, pestilences, earthquakes, wars, ethnic group rising up against ethnic group, kingdom against kingdom, likewise Christians being killed on account of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They will deliver you up to be afflicted and kill you. And you'll be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended. Now, there's the prophetic word of the day today, friend. Many will be offended. That's such a buzzword today, isn't it? Everyone's offended. They're offended at everything. Well, now here, at the mere sight of Christians dying at this particular time, we know these things have always happened. There's always been these different things we've looked at, but there's coming a time when there's going to be the mother of all fallen aways. And once that happens here, it's just like Paul said. He said, the day of Christ will not come until the falling away comes first. And the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Likewise here. Then, at the sight of this, many will be offended. Greek word scandalon. Indeed, scandal. What a scandal this will be when all the fence sitters are going to fall and all the king's horses and all the king's men won't be able to put you back together again when this happens. Because when you fall here, you take the mark of the beast. There's no repentance from this kind of falling here at the end of the age. They will deliver you over to tribulation and kill you. You're going to be hated by everyone. And then many will be offended and betray one another and hate one another. And many false prophets will arise and they will deceive many. You can read more about that. Revelation chapter 13, you read the mother of all prophets. That's going to be behind this false prophet, that is. The Bible says he's got the power to give life to the image of the beast. Now, that's where we're going to pick it up tomorrow, in the image of the beast, right here in verse 15, where Jesus says, therefore, when you see it, that is the abomination of desolation, that's where we're going to pick it up here tomorrow. Until then, you're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Brevard's home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Welcome to Make Your Day Count. Pastor Earl Beckford, Senior Pastor, Celebration Tabernacle, and Pastor Diane Robinson.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you.
Amen. What a, the week went by so fast.
Yes, as they do.
Can you believe it's August the 2nd? The second day of August.
Yes, and our children are going back to school August 12th. So in 10 days, Monday, August 12th is the first day of school.
Oh, we going to make our day count. And parents who listen to us this week here, I hope